Hi, so welcome to another of the Revenue Hub's Who Are We episodes. And today we are joined by Alan O'Riordan of Apaleo. And Alan's going to talk to us today, as we do in these episodes, about what Apaleo are all about, who are they, and where they're going in the future. So Alan, good morning. Welcome to you.
Hi, Trevor.
Thanks for joining us today. Look forward to hearing from you. These normal segments run for about sort of 15, 20 minutes, just give a chance for people to get an understanding of your organization. Now, you're the one of the co-founders, I understand.
That's right. One of the late entries to the co-founding team. I was actually the last person to join as co-founder.
How many co-founders are there?
There are quite a few. That's, I think at the last count, I think I was about number 13 in something like that.
So, not the unlucky 13.
No, well, hopefully not. So far, so good anyway.
So tell us a bit, what is Apaleo? Where do you sit in? I mean, obviously it's a technology solution. Yeah. Where do you sit in the space? Just give us a bit of a background here.
I mean, the one line answer to that is that we sit in the PMS space, but it's probably easier to describe the problem that we felt that needed to be solved and you know how we're going about it. You know, from our point of view, when we think about PMS, and there are quite a few of us within the company who come from a PMS background. I'm, you know, for example, prior to joining Apaleo, I had 19 years with two different PMS companies, well-known PMS companies. Okay. And there are others who, you know, suffered the same fate in their careers as well. So I do acknowledge that I, you know, what I'm about to describe, I was arguably part of for about 19 years of my life. But PMS started life really as a fairly transactional system. You know, it was quite a simple system when it was first invented, intended really to, you know, to handle inventory availability rates and, you know, some guest information in order to make a booking. Yeah. And then to, you know, to manage that booking through the guest stay. So to check the guest in, post charges to an invoice, check the guest out, you know, perhaps do some sort of follow-up and then generate some financial data off the back of it. And, you know, being a little simplistic, that was essentially it. Mm-hmm. Over the years and decades, it inflated and started to, the PMS vendors, if you like, started to add functionality. And this was to some extent driven by market demand. So they would start to round out the PMS and add functionality and modules around the edges. And, you know, without laboring the point, I think if you fast forward to where we are today with the leading PMS systems in the marketplace right now in terms of market share, they tend to be legacy systems based on old technology, but they're big, relatively unwieldy beasts, you know, which are have a high cost of ownership attached to them. They tend to be, because of their size and complexity and because they're on older technology, tend to be quite slow to develop. We would argue, stifle innovation for hoteliers, partly through delivering modules that perhaps don't quite, you know, deliver as people should expect of technology today, partly through what I would describe as half-baked integrations to third-party systems. And always there is, you know, cost attached to that. There's waiting times to get your integration to this new innovative system that you've seen on the market that you want to take advantage of, perhaps to deliver a superior guest experience, perhaps to, you know, improve efficiency in back office or make life easier for your staff. So we decided that something needed to be done about this, and a group of founders came together. And as I mentioned, some of them were from a PMS background, some from a revenue management system background. Uli Pilar, our CEO, was MD EMEA for Ideas for 10 years, for example. We have hotel experience between us, hotel operational experience from our earlier days. And we've also got some people in the organization who come from, you know, who have successfully started up other technology companies in slightly comparable, but not directly, directly comparable industries.
Understood.
And essentially what we've done is we've created a lean cloud-based PMS, multi-property, so built for enterprise. And I think there are probably three or four key points around that allow us to differentiate and that help to illustrate the way that we're setting about this challenge. The first is a bit of a technical one. For anybody listening who is technical, they may have heard of the phrase API, application programming interface. And we're the world's first and only API-first PMS. Now, that sounds very grand, but what does it actually mean? Long story short, it means that every single feature that we put into our PMS must be put into the API layer first. And it's that API layer that we also use as the platform that allows third parties to integrate to us. And that also allows, you know, hotel groups who have the resources to do it in-house to write their own custom applications over the top of the PMS, for example.
Interesting.
And that's golden rule number one with Apaleo. We have a team that is our API team, and then we have what we call our UI team, user interface. So they're the guys who develop the actual PMS that the users in the hotels use.
Yep.
And if we decide that we need to add a feature into the PMS, it must be developed into the API layer and supported in the API layer before our UI guys can even go and build a feature in the PMS. So our UI developers, the guys who develop this lean, intuitive, beautiful PMS, are actually calling the same technology to develop the feature as third parties would when they want to integrate to us, or when they want to build something custom against our API. And that's a really important point, because it means, number one, clearly it's in our best interest to make that API as user-friendly, if you like, and as capable as possible, because it makes our team more efficient. Number two, you know, we tend to find problems very quickly if they're there before third parties tell them about us. And number three, there are no what I would call edge cases that are not handled through an integration capability. And by that, I mean, in the world of older PMS, you might have had a situation where the PMS was built first. And then if we look at, for example, the first generation of cloud PMSs, PMS is built first, and then almost as an afterthought, an API capability is built in below that.
Yep.
But that API capability has to be built to match the features that already exist in the PMS if those features are going to be made available for connections to third parties. So quite often you find that there's let's call it a little bit of a lag sometimes between what the API is capable of supporting for third parties to integrate to and what's actually available in the PMS itself. And when you go API first, you eliminate that problem completely. And also because our APIs are technically 100% RESTful APIs, latest technology essentially. What that means is that the third parties that have connected to us have reported that it's a much easier and more efficient process than they had experienced with previous older PMSs. So that's a bit of a long-winded explanation to the first one, but it really unshackles, if you like, the hotelier from their PMS. It means that they're free to innovate, free to select the third-party systems that they want without the usual or perhaps the traditional obstacles that are in place of, you know, 12-month waiting time, an integration that's perhaps only 1.5-way when it should be full 2-way, and, you know, significant number of costs around that. Importantly, we do not charge for integrations, not a penny.
So what might seem like a poor analogy, and please do correct me if I've got it wrong, but when we first had like the iPhone appeared, everything had to go through Apple. It had to be integrated through the Apple ecostructure. And if you didn't fit in with that, then you couldn't get your apps on their platform, or you were constrained as a user to work with everything Apple-based. And then when Google seemed to open everything up through the Android, everyone could kind of pile in there and you could pick and choose and use it how you wanted. And there was a much greater flexibility. Is that a poor an analogy for someone that's non-hotel PMS orientated?
No, it really isn't a poor analogy. It's a perfect analogy that I actually use all the time when I'm trying to describe this. So you've hit the nail on the head. And for the listeners, that was not staged, but you really did nail that, actually. And just to expand on that, I mean, it's really about the open API. So, you know, a lot of people talk about open API, but ours, you know, the question to ask is it truly a fully open, fully public, you know, real-time, two-way API that reflects every single possible feature you might ever want to call. Mm-hmm. And I think we are genuinely unique in being able to say that that's the case for us. So, you know, our APIs are all published on our website. Anybody could go to our website right now, navigate their way to the API section, and they could see every single API call that we have ever developed in order to provide features within our PMS. Technically, it would be possible to write your own PMS against our APIs on our website.
Wow.
not that we necessarily think that's a great idea, but
of course.
So the first point is, yes, it's 100% open. Anybody can go there. They can review the APIs. They can sign up for a test environment to test their coding against. And then, very similar to the iPhone and Android phone analogy that you made, from our point of view, we will help them. And again, we don't charge third parties for this effort either. So hoteliers pay us nothing for an integration, and third parties who are integrating to us don't pay a penny for it. And we will help them to certify, if you like, which then allows us to add them to our app store, as we call it, which is also on our website. So if you go to our website, you'll see a store, and on that store, broken down by categories such as CRM, RMS distribution, we have listed and we promote the various third parties who integrate to us. And to take the iPhone analogy even further, we have the ability to have those third parties connect to us to the level where the interfacing is what we call one-click connect. So you would see on our store some third parties who have done that, and they will essentially allow people to, you know, for example, there's one revenue management system that I probably shouldn't name because we have more than one revenue management system in our store, but they are promoted on our store. You can learn a little bit about their system. They have their pricing on there. They even offer you a trial, and if you decide to take the trial as an Apaleo customer, you do that from within our store. And similar to the iPhone, when you're downloading an app, when you first launch it, it will say, can you please grant us permission to retrieve reservations and rate data from Apaleo? You grant them that permission, so you authenticate, and then they fetch the data, they build a system, and then you actually have a connected revenue management system that's ready to go. And you know, there are real life examples of that happening. So to kind of summarize on that particular point, and that was point two of three or four that I think sort of differentiate us, that experience that we have as consumers with tech now, it's so seamless, it's so easy for us. We believe that business applications generally tend to follow the curve of consumer applications. And, you know, it's our mission to demonstrate to the world that that can happen with business applications as well.
There must be, I mean, I don't know, there would seem to be some risks inherent of having it completely open. As you say, someone could basically build their own PMS on the back of it, or I mean the interconnectivity adds it to an advantage. Why did you guys go down this particular approach? What was the philosophical decision behind that?
Well, we think, you know, quite frankly, and as I said earlier, acknowledging that I might have been part of the problem for 19 of the past 20 years, you know, we think that hoteliers haven't been really given a very fair deal. I think PMS vendors, without, you know, being too critical of my contemporaries in the industry, PMS vendors have developed a business for themselves, which basically, if you look at the older legacy systems, and even some of the first generation cloud systems, you know, you pay some sort of chunky upfront fee, which might comprise software licensing or might not, but will certainly comprise some implementation fees. You then pay some sort of hosting and support fee, and every time you add an interface, or even sometimes when you change an interface, so you switch from one CRM to another, it's an opportunity for the PMS vendor to charge you. The cost of ownership becomes quite staggering over a 7 to 10 year period. And you are essentially at the mercy of your PMS vendor. And the PMS becomes more and more sticky because you have all of these integrations into it. You might have invested in some of their modules for reporting or for CRM or something like that as well. So you suddenly feel as if the PMS is an extremely difficult thing to replace. And the pain and trauma of doing it is perhaps, you know, too much to countenance. And so your PMS remains, even though it's underperforming, and so it makes it more difficult for you to innovate. And, you know, I use the analogy that changing a PMS has historically felt a little bit like open heart surgery. I mean, you have this heart that's kind of beating, but perhaps not pumping the blood as well to the vital organs as you would like it to. So you take the plunge to switch it out, you pull it out, you pop this new heart in, you sew up the arteries, you sit back and you know, hope to high hell that the blood starts flowing to the vital organs again. And for a lot of people, they're not really going to do that unless it's absolutely fatal. So that's, you know, what we want to overcome. We feel that the PMS should not be as as difficult to replace for all of those reasons. And that's why we think a fully open platform that welcomes the world with open arms and allows anybody to integrate against us or to write to us is where the value is. That then allows hoteliers to really innovate, to try out new solutions at, you know, minimal cost or perhaps no cost. And they can be much, much more agile moving forward. And this has happened in other industries. And, you know, we're the first to bring this to the hotel industry. And so far, the only one certainly in the world of PMS. But, you know, we feel that there is an inevitable march towards this kind of platform approach, if you like. And we believe that that the hotel industry, and we see this happening, is starting to appreciate this now and starting to demand that.
When you see the amount of development, I mean, thinking using your analogy about the heart being central and then pumping out to all the other extremities of the body, much like it is in a hotel where you can be interfacing with housekeeping, with maintenance, mm-hmm. with various different functionality. You know, for a PMS provider to try and develop bolt-ons, whatever an appropriate phrase might be, to deal with these other departments within a hotel, there are often better examples that may exist, but the integration piece is always the trickiest element. So by taking your approach, these third-party developers that may be developing a really neat housekeeping proposition could now find a way of integrating with you using the API. You've got your lean PMS, which you have at the core of the hotel, and then they can, as long as they are verified with you through your app store, someone could just click on it and be using it, trialing it, or running it within a very short period of time. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And housekeeping is actually quite a good example of that. I mean, when you think about the scope of PMS, when it was first invented versus the scope or what, you know, what a hotelier might consider a PMS to encompass today, it's quite different. And PMS, housekeeping, I would say, is kind of one of those. It's an interesting one to use because within the Apaleo PMS, for example, we have some very basic housekeeping. So, you know, if you're a hotel that just needs to your housekeeping team to have access to a mobile responsive page that allows them to see the status, to drill into the reservation if they need to do that, and to set the room to clean, you know, we provide that. However, if you want a little bit more, let's say, statistical information around your housekeeping team and their efficiency and performance, and you also want the system to, for example, intelligently assign rooms to the housekeeping team so that everybody has an equal weighting of effort based on the size of the room and the status of the stay, then we would say at that point, well, that's beyond the scope of what we do within Apaleo. But the good news is that you can go to our store and there are a number of, third-party housekeeping and maintenance applications out there which are, you know, amazing solutions in their own right, have done an integration with us, and you should really have a look at those and decide which is best for your business. And that very nicely illustrates giving the power back to the hotelier to select, you know, the best, if you like, tech stack for their specific hotel or group of hotels.
Which is, I mean, I was going to talk about your clients because they must vary quite greatly in terms of, I mean, are you targeted towards, you know, the small groups, the independent properties, or what's your sort of client profile?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it, with the world of hotels, because as you rightly say, you've got independent hotels, you've got small family owned groups, and then you've got big international chains. And then around that, you've got the alternative accommodation sectors with service departments, yep. And even student accommodation, stuff like that. And the reality, I guess there's the reality and the strategy. The reality is that along the way, we have picked up clients in all of those sectors. So we have independent hotels using our software. We have, one group in the UK that manages a mix of accommodation. they have hotel service departments and student accommodation in their portfolio. And actually, okay. If I just touch upon them briefly, and I will come back to the question about the target audience, if you like, for our application. But to use that group, there'll be a case study going out on these guys probably in October 2019. But they are a very good example of somebody who understood the benefits of Apuleo, because they, to take us back to the housekeeping point, for example, they actually identified a third-party housekeeping and maintenance solution that would not be commonly used in hotels, okay. One that worked very well for them, given the mix of different accommodation styles that they manage and the mix of different housekeeping schedules and stuff that they would need for that. Mm-hmm. So they were able to freely select that third party without, you know, having to consult us on, do you have an interface to them? Are you going to charge us for it if we ask you to interface to these guys? All they had to do was get that third-party housekeeping company to look at our APIs, which are on our website, to assess feasibility, to give them the thumbs up and say, yes, we can write to this API. So they were able to make a selection rather than being restricted, if you like, by the more sort of traditional restraints that we find in that world. The other interesting thing about that group, and I know I digress a little bit, but we will get back to it, is that they fully embody the philosophy of self-onboarding that we have, which I hadn't yet touched upon. But, you know, another point that we are pushing hard with is that if you want to, as a hotel or as a group of hotels, you can configure and build and train your staff and go live with Apuleo all by yourself. You don't need to pay us thousands and thousands of pounds to come to site, to hold your hand, you know, to do the configuration for you. You can do it all yourself. We do provide, you know, guided assistance via the web, all that kind of stuff, but we don't charge anything for that. So with us, we have a zero CapEx model. We provide the support that is required. And this group managed to onboard 10 properties with 900 bedrooms connected and live out to distribution all within 9 working days without anybody from Apuleo visiting them or setting foot in one of their properties or at their head office. I think they had maybe 3 or 4, don't quote me on this. I mean, I know I'm on the record now, I get that, but I think it was 3 or 4 45-minute web sessions with our onboarding team to get to that point.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So to go back to your question, the target, I think, for us, we think that we see the real benefit of our solution would be with the groups, with the hotel groups. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have built it as a multi-property system, a true multi-property system, you know, fully context sensitive. So if you're looking at your rate plans in property A and you decide you want to look at your rate plans in property B, when you flick over to property B, it takes you straight into rate plans, you know. So yep. We've got very good multi-property account level functionality in the system. And with our background and the various PMSs and other systems that we come from, you know, we feel we're pretty well geared towards the enterprise end of the market. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're seeing the traction as well. And I guess in some respects, you know, at the group level, you typically have a stronger IT function. The IT guys certainly get the API first concept straight away, and yep. They can translate that as benefits back to their, you know, to other stakeholders within the PMS remit. So for many, many reasons, we think that, you know, groups is our target. But of course, we, you know, we work with and enjoy very much working with independent hotels. And we've got quite a few service department companies on our books as well. And then, of course, that company that I mentioned that also has some student accommodation.
Yeah, which is both of those latter areas are rapidly growing markets as well, aren't they?
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, they have, if you take service departments, for example, I mean, it really depends on what kind of service department operator we're talking about. You have some of the big global companies that are very much on a long stay model, minimum 90-day stay. Mm-hmm. They have to be able to invoice incrementally on a month-by-month basis. They have deferred revenue sort of, you know, reporting requirements. And then at the other end of the scale, you've got, you know, people who have, you know, a collection of apartments in multiple buildings across multiple cities. And, you know, they're seeking to make the process as efficient as possible, as automated as possible. They, as a result of that, need to empower the guest journey so that the guest can serve themselves through the journey by checking in online, getting their 4-digit PIN code online, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, certainly Apuleo would be a very, very good fit in that context as well.
I think what's really interesting is just the concept of, how do I phrase this? You, from your backgrounds, you understand, and I mean multifaceted backgrounds, as you highlighted at the beginning, but with your experience in PMS, you understand what a PMS needs to do in a hotel, and as you've used the phrase before, a lean PMS. So you've got that core functionality there that enables it to perform. But then what you clearly recognize is each property will have its own nuance, you know, depending on its size, what it's, you know, where its location might be, whether it's a city center, whether it's a resort. So its requirements in each of the interacting and interfacing operations of the hotel will be subtly different. And so being able to say to the to whoever the stakeholder is, owner, asset manager, group, whoever, well, look, you know, here is a core function that enables it to operate, but you can pick and choose how you want to integrate that best suits your property, is putting it right back into that configurability for the hotel itself.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's very true. You of course, within the PMS itself, you've got to have a certain level of capability within the PMS. You know, there are certain things that will always remain with core PMS.
Yep.
But, you know, even yesterday I met with the IT director of a group, and, you know, we were chatting about this concept, and he said that, you know, he doesn't even feel rates should sit within the PMS anymore. He feels that the PMS should only have a rate shell. Mm-hmm. And that a revenue management system should be the master of all things rates, and should feed the physical rate into this rate shell in the PMS.
That's interesting.
From his perspective, you know, he would envisage a future for his group where the PMS doesn't need to have any sort of rate sophistication whatsoever. Now, within Apaleo, we do have, you know, rate availability controls, you know, close to arrival, minimum stay lengths, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in his world, the PMS, that's even a bit too far for a PMS. But he recognizes that's not how it is today, but that's how he would build something for the future.
Interesting.
So absolutely. I mean, you make, it's a very good point, and that's absolutely the, you know, the philosophy that we are preaching, that we just want to do the core PMS functions, inventory, availability, rates, reservations, financial data, and payments, which I'll mention briefly. You know, those are the kind of the cornerstones of PMS as far as we're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do them really, really well. We want to make our front end so intuitive that you can onboard it yourself if you want to. And we have an integration platform, which is so open and so easy for third parties or hotel groups to use, that there is no real obstacle to choosing the best possible peripheral solution, let's call it. And I wouldn't call revenue peripheral, but, you know, if you think about something like online check-in, for example,
mm-hmm.
Peripheral solution, and you integrate that seamlessly into Apaleo. And the I haven't yet touched upon this, but I think it's important when you think about integrations to not limit yourself by thinking about traditional interfaces that have been available with PMS. You know, by integrations, I really mean integrations. And to illustrate a couple of examples, one I already mentioned, actually, which is the one-click connect capability.
Yep.
So no need to book an engineer from both parties 3 months in advance, pay each party £750 for a day to come to site, get work together, scratch their heads, and finally make the interface work. You know, those days are not quite gone, but they're on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have third parties who have that one click connection with us to get rid of all of that. Secondly, we do what we call a UI integration, where there are sort of various points within our PMS interface where third parties can embed screens or data from their application into the PMS workflow.
Right.
A couple of examples of that, you know, if we have a reporting section, so a general manager can log in the morning and, you know, view our Apaleo general manager report, but then just below that, they might have a report from a third party review system,
mm-hmm.
Where they can quickly check and see how they're doing on reviews without having to log into the separate system that they have subscribed
okay.
to for that. That's all on one page for them. Yeah, and within our reservations workflow, for example, you know, where you can see the dates, the rate that the guest is booked on, you know, any rate changes, any folio information, invoice information, all within our standard PMS features. There might be some additional screens or tabs on there so that you can see CRM information for the guest as well, you know, and you can interact with that CRM screen, but never leaving the PMS. And that's proving very popular with third parties who are integrating to us, and they're you know, as part of the integration, they're embedding that into our system, and we see huge benefit in that area as well.
Very interesting. Sounds like a great. I mean, I'm trying not to be biased. Obviously, as an expert partner of ours, we want to support and help promote you, but I'm trying not to be biased here. But I think the whole approach coming at it from a very different direction, and as you say, the whole API first piece is fascinating to hear the philosophy behind it. And I think most people listening should be able to extrapolate what the advantages and benefits are to a hotel, whether independent or group, that's looking to use your guys and work with you guys. What are the future plans? What are you working on? What's coming up that you can share without giving away all your secrets?
Well, there's a couple of areas that you know, we have already done quite a bit of work on, but we think we can do even more. Mm-hmm. And they tend to be around automation. Mm-hmm. Of course, the open API allows third parties who do a pretty good job of automating certain processes for either for staff or automating the guest journey, you know, to connect into us and provide a benefit there. But even within the PMS, we've done some work around automating certain processes just to reduce that operational overhead.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one of the complaints that you hear about PMS is I spend all day stuck with my head stuck in the PMS and I never actually get out on the floor and look after my guests. And, you know, we think that's not the way it should be. So we've already got some quite nice automation features in the PMS and we're looking to build out some more there. Payment integration is a big one for us. So we've currently got a very nice integrated payment solution, which basically automates the collection of payments for prepaid rates for pay on arrival, pay on departure, no shows, cancellations where policy permits. All of those scenarios can be fully automated in our system. Mm. and payment automatically collected if you have our payment system integration. And that's huge because number one, it eliminates any manual error. And number two, it just frees up so much time for, you know, somebody in the reservations office not having to do that. And that's hugely popular. And we've got some initiatives that we're building around the payment piece as well. That payment piece, by the way, also extends to connected distribution. So, you know, if you've got bookings coming in from OTAs via channel manager, as long as the data reaches us through that channel, as long as the channel manager passes us that data, then we can automate the collection of payments there as well. Beyond that, you know, continuing to build out the features, the core features within the PMS. And every time we look at new features, you know, we kind of challenge the status quo a little bit. Mm-hmm. We don't want to just assume that the way PMSs have delivered a certain feature is how it should always be delivered. You know, again, this same IT director that I met with yesterday reminded me of a comment that he made on a panel last year where he said a lot of hotel processes are actually, they're not efficient, but they are essentially, they have become necessary over the years because hotel operational processes have had to mold to the PMS workflow, and really rather than the other way around. So every time we add features, we take a look and we bang our collective heads together and decide whether or not we think there's a better way that we can deliver that. And of course we consult with existing clients and our network of experts on that as well. And you know, today we're in 6 countries and we want to of course expand beyond that. A grand statement to make, but you know, we are clearly focused on global domination and becoming the world number one. You know, we really are, and we absolutely believe we can get there.
That's brilliant. Well, I'm conscious we've had over 30 minutes of your time, and listening to everything you said, you've obviously got a lot on your plate and need to be spending, if you're going to get this world domination, you need to be spending more time out with clients than you do talking to us. But I really appreciate the time that you've spent today. I've pretty much asked everything that I wanted to, and I think you've been able to give a great insight. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you would like to just share with us in these last couple of minutes?
I generally tend not to focus on cost, but I guess the one point that we think we can demonstrate quite clearly to anybody is that the cost of ownership of PMS has become quite bloated over the years. Mm-hmm. And if you actually look at your total cost of ownership, if you take into account the fees that you paid up front, the fees that you pay every time you add a new integration or switch out a system that's connected to the PMS, retraining of staff, ongoing support fees, all of that stuff, we believe that the model that we have, where with zero capex, with a fixed fee per room per month, and with free integrations to third parties forever, we will never ever charge a penny for integrations. We think there's a very, very clear case for a much, much lower cost of ownership over the life cycle of the PMS.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it. And on that note on cost, we'll
terrible way to finish an interview.
Yeah, you have all the features in the world, but if it costs an arm and a leg, it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, for sure.
So no, not only in innovation, but if it's I hate towards the huge cheaper, if it's more cost effective, then it sounds like it's all heading in the right direction. Look, Alan, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for giving up the time to talk with us. Thanks so much for sharing what Apaleo are doing and where you are going. And naturally, we wish you all the best. So thanks again.
Oh, thank you, Trevor. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.